I've seen stink bugs since I was little. What makes these different?
Well, these are brown marmorated stink bugs. We have several native species of stink bugs that we can find in Illinois. These are considered invasive. They're originally from Asia. What makes them a little bit different is their ability to reproduce very quickly. They also have a very, very large host range, agricultural crops, including corn and soybeans, as well as several of our favorite garden vegetables, tomatoes, green peppers, as well as some of our stone fruits, including peaches and apples and grapes. And then you add in some of our ornamental trees and shrubs, and they just, boy, they feed on everything.
I thought I saw some stink bugs in my garden this year, but I didn't think anything of that. And I assume a lot of people are that way. So is it just a situation that they may be more widespread, but people aren't necessarily reporting them because they don't think anything of them?
That could definitely be the case. We've been monitoring their distribution in Illinois since we first identified them here in 2010. And as with any new invasive, populations are pretty low, and you don't necessarily know they're there. And over time, they build up. And what also makes this insect unique is that it's also considered a nuisance problem. Much like multicolored Asian lady beetle or box elder bugs, they really, really like to congregate on sides of houses, particularly during the fall and early spring. And so we tend to see big densities of them during this time, and that generally increases public awareness as well.
Are they trying to get into the homes for warmth?
That's exactly it. Basically, as fall approaches, and, you know, the crops are starting to senesce, the gardens are going away, it's getting a little cooler out. So basically what they're doing is they're trying to find a nice, comfy place to spend the winter. And houses, barns, garages are all number one on their priority list to find this time of year.
How much do we know? Where are they at that we know of in the state of Illinois?
We know that some of our bigger populations are in the northeast part of the state, Cook County and the surrounding suburbs, as well as that East St. Louis area, St. Clair and Madison counties, and sprinkled throughout the state and other counties as well. But since my original press release came out, I'm starting to get more reports of hundreds of stink bugs gathering on my garage, and I've seen 60-some in my windowsill. And so places like the Quad Cities and Rock Island, Rockford, even the Danville area, as well as a recent report out of Springfield, have indicated that there's some hot spots in those areas where we're starting to see many more than just the occasional brown marmorated stink bug sighting.
So they show up on somebody's house, garage. What should somebody do? I mean, I think you've made it clear they shouldn't necessarily be looking at pesticides.
Particularly if you're finding them in your house. Foggers that generally don't work, and nobody really wants to spray any type of pesticide in their home. Vacuuming them up seems to be a very easy thing to do. You can also pick them up and drop them into warm, soapy water. I get lots of questions with them gathering on the outside the home, particularly people that are wanting to sell their house, and they've got somebody coming to view their home. And, you know, you could contact a company to treat your yard, but they're very mobile insects, so you may knock down that initial infestation in your yard, but if there's a lot in the area, over time they're just going to move back in.
The term stink bug is for a reason. Like most other versions of this type of bug, it puts off an odor when it's being threatened. Is that correct?
That is correct. And one of the reasons you find a lot of them together is they emit a congregation pheromone, much like Japanese beetles. When you find one, you find 10 usually, because they're congregating together. And when they're stink bugs, when they are disturbed, you know, they do let off a little bit of a smell.
The big concern, I would think, is that damage to crops, because that has happened, it looks like, in other states. Is this something that the agricultural officials are really paying a lot of attention to right now?
We are. We've been, like I've mentioned before, we've been monitoring this since we first found it in 2010. In addition to requesting the public to let us know when they see some in their area, we've also included it in several of our agricultural surveys, in our corn and soybean surveys, as well as some of our orchard and vineyard surveys the past couple of years. They're very similar in appearance to squash bugs, and I've actually just responded to an email from a lady who had sent me an email. She's like, are these what you're looking for? And they are very similar in appearance. They have a brown, mottled appearance, maybe some banding around their abdomen, but they're a lot more narrow, more of an oval rather than a pentagon shape. So that's probably one of our big lookalikes that people get confused because, you know, if you have pumpkins or squash or something in your garden, you tend to have a lot of them in the area as well.